I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. Want to just really thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. So excited to have you with us this morning and just really excited about all of the support that we are receiving through from you in our community in Peoria and in the surrounding area and all the things that we are doing. Our goal really is to just motivate and inspire and give you all the tools and resources to help you be successful in your goal, your God-given purpose, and so that you shine. Really, we are about your success and just going alongside of you and helping you do whatever it is that you want to do. Now, one of the things that you may or may not know, and we want to make sure you do know, and that's what this show is about today, is that we support an amazing organization called PUP. People with unlimited potential. So when you're involved with I've Decided, essentially you are giving back to them. And so I thought it's been a while since we've heard from our friends out at PUP, and it's just a good time and a good opportunity to learn more about their organization and what they are providing in our community. So I want to welcome my good friends and some of the founders of PUP. Mr. Denny Eberle. Hey, Denny.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having us.
I am so excited to have you here and to learn more about PUP and to share with the people who are tuning in and listening this morning on opportunities for giving and learning about PUP and even volunteering. And also we have Mrs. Cinda Garst here with us. Hey, Cinda.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for asking us today. This is exciting to be able to share.
It is exciting. And I know Cinda, you and I have worked together a long time. You retired from Peoria Public School District.
I did in May. Yes, I can't believe it's almost been a year.
You've been retired for a year. And so you actually worked at Jamison School.
Correct.
And that's how you and Denny met and started this organization. So let's start with Jamison School, because I don't think a lot of people even recognize that we have a school like Jamison School in our public school district. So briefly, tell people a little bit about Jamison School and then how PUP kind of evolved from there.
Okay. Well, Jamison is a fully special ed school, and they're really not too many in the United States even that way. And I know a lot of people argue for inclusion, but it is a really special spot. It starts with kindergarten and it goes all the way up to our kids age out when the day before their 22nd birthday. So some of them are spending 18 years there. And so my last role at Jamison was a vocational coordinator to help the kids find jobs. Hence, we'll talk about that with Kim in a little bit, but you would see the kids go through transition, and it was always so overwhelming to think, what's next? You know, if your kid was getting ready for college, you probably would spend a year or two, where are they going to go? And I think sometimes for our parents, it's really hard because it's scary to
right,
know what the options are.
Right, because these kids are aging out. That's what you say. That's
correct.
The term
correct.
You use. They're aging out the day before they turn 22. And then the question is, then what?
Yeah, right. It's what's next. My grandson graduated from Jamison, and at the age of 22, he's really gained a lot of knowledge from going to school there. I mean, he was there his whole life. But then after he graduated, he went back home and sat. There was nothing out there in the community for him, and it's unfortunate that there is not, but, you know, it's just the way life is. So he sat, and I watched him, my wife watched him, we watched him regress, not progress, but regress, and that's how a lot of this come about, our program, with talking with Cinda and Miss Kate and some of the other families, they were seeing the same thing. Our young adults, regressing from what they earned.
I experienced it with Francis. You know, we have someone that works for us at Curves, and that's how Cinda, you and I met through the work program. Were you coming to Curves at that time working on it, or did you just happen to stop in? I don't even remember.
I may have been, but I know I had good friends that were going there, and I thought, well, you know, let's just see where this goes, and stopped in because, you know, I was always looking for jobs, even if they were 2 or 3 hours a week, just for our kids to feel productive and do things that they were skilled at doing. And so you offered a job to one of my students, Frances, and I believe she's still there.
She is still there. She told me Friday. She works 5-6 hours every week, helps us out. And gosh, was that 10 years ago or more? I don't know. She was like 18 when she started, and I think she's almost 30 now. I just can't believe it.
I don't know if she's quite that old, but
she's like 28.
Yeah, I think it was a good 7 or 8 years. You're right.
I think almost 10. I'm pretty sure she's like 28. I'm pretty sure. I can't believe it. But yeah, it's amazing. And but I know what you're talking about, Denny, because remember, Cinda, that happened to Frances when she graduated from Jameson. Within a year, I could see a regression. Like before, she could communicate with me. She could talk about colors and things like that. And then within a year, she was struggling even giving me colors or communicating. It's amazing that what happens when they don't have that consistent learning environment.
And social interaction.
You know, the young adults that we work with here with our pup kids, I call them pup kids, kind of, I'm old. So I got anybody.
Oh, you're not that old.
Anybody younger than I am is a kid. But our young adults, they have to have a purpose. They have a community that they enjoy being around. You know, they enjoy being around us, you know, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, but they have friends too. And with my grandson, he sat home, and unfortunately, Brandon sat there. He just sat there and watched the Wiggles, for 3 or 4 years. And he had no real friends to speak of other than family. Since the beginning of PUP, he has been become friends with a lot of people now, with our monthly events, everything. He's just become friends.
He's a lot of friends. Brandon is a social butterfly.
Yeah, and he'll wear you out too if you want to play any dance music.
I did Zumba out there, and let's just really share that story because, you know, that is how I learned about PUP.
Right. Well, at first, PUP started with, like we said, some families getting together, picking out the name, and we realized one of our first priority was social events. And so we tackled that for the first year. We had a social event every month where families could come, group homes, individuals could come that were living in group homes. And so once we felt like we had really mastered that, then we tackled our next big step, and that was to start a school. There are opportunities in the area, not a lot of them, and many of them our families just couldn't afford. And so we wanted to look for an opportunity that we could offer families that would be affordable to them. And so we started the school on Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 3, run by volunteers. At this stage, we're still able to keep it at $10 a day. So it was very affordable for families to be able to send their young people, and, you know, with the hopes that a family member and others would volunteer. So we have been collecting those volunteers, and as the school grows, and that's going to be a huge need for us. But once we started the school, we looked for opportunities to go into the community, but we looked for people to come in to us. And so I've seen Kim for years do all her awesome exercise programs, and I thought, Zumba. You know, our kids love music. They love to dance. So I called Kim up and I said, you know, would you, or maybe even came in and saw you and said, would you come and just work with the kids for an hour and do Zumba? And I think at first, Kim, you would even
admit, I was a little freaked out. I'm not going to lie.
She's like, what'd you get me into?
I don't want to digress away from that because it's great, because this is, I really feel like that's where the Lord spoke to me and I knew that pup was who we needed to support. But talking about people like me who may have not ever been around someone who is mentally or physically disabled or, you know, requires special needs. And so it can be a little scary for you. And not that I was, don't take that the wrong way. Not that I was scared of the people. I just was afraid I didn't know how to communicate. I was afraid that I wouldn't know how to react with them.
Right, but music's kind of a universal language.
That's right. So the Zumba. So I thought, well, if I don't have to say anything, I can just do dance. But were you going to say something in regards to that?
It's just a lack of understanding, young adults. You know, I myself was, other than Brandon, you know, my grandson, I've never been around anybody of special needs. My wife worked in this field for 20-some years. I've never been around it, even though she's worked in it. I've never been around it, and when I first got, you know, came in contact with a young adult out at a park at that time, which is now Epic, it was like, holy cow. You know, I stepped back about 20 feet, and I didn't understand.
Right.
I had no idea. And Brandon, I've learned so much from him that, you know, hey, I'd try to be the biggest duck in the pond now.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. And so I was a little scared at first, but of course, you know, I wanted to help. You've always been a good friend, and I wanted to support that and what PUP stands for.
But it was really amazing because you went that day. I couldn't get away from school to come and help, but I got a phone call from you, and you were sitting in the parking lot of Living Waters Church, where we do have the school, and you said, I absolutely loved it. She said, I think this is something that I'm supposed to be helping with. And so night and day, an hour, completely changed the way of looking at things.
I get
for
chills.
You.
Just I'm getting chills as you say that. I mean, just really chills, goosebumps, because that's what happened. I went out there and worked with these young people on Zumba. I have never gotten so many hugs and so much love, and they were just so amazing. And even though I still wasn't sure how to communicate well with them, I was still a little nervous, just hugging them. And it is the cutest thing. And we're talking about Brandon, your grandson, didn't he? He has never forgotten me. Every time I see him, he starts dancing, doing Zumba.
So does Vanessa.
Yeah. Vanessa, I know I need to. And so they're just, the energy, it was just amazing. And I tell you, the other part that poured my heart out to were the parents and the grandparents like you, Denny, who are out there giving of your time so selflessly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, here's an organization that doesn't have one paid employee. Not one single person gets paid money.
No.
But I'm sure you get paid a lot more back in.
You do. You get paid through the love, and you know, you can feel the love and see the love coming from these young adults, and that for what we're doing, you know, by helping them.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I want to use the word help. I'm going to say assist them at, you know, succeeding wherever they want to do. There's no greater pay than a smile and a hey, I love you, Grandpa. And that's it. You know, there's no greater pay than that.
Absolutely. And Cindy, you too, you volunteer your time, you know, and you volunteered your time when you were working full time for the school district, which had to be a pretty high stress job, working for the school district, and then after hours going and on weekends volunteering.
Well, I think it's just, it was really rewarding because I sat through a lot of IEPs in my time. And with the new regulations, unless a student can be independently at a job by themselves, there really aren't that many opportunities.
Yeah.
And so we looked at, you know, how could they volunteer and do other things like that. So to me, it was so rewarding to sit across from a parent and be able to offer them something rather than to say, well, you know, we've done a really great job, you know, for 18 years with your child. Services are done. Good luck.
Yeah. Now what?
And that's just, that was overwhelming to me to not have anything to offer, you know. And there, like I said, there are other opportunities. We're not the only one, but we needed more. We needed more choices for people to have. And so to know that these this group stepped up and have just been a so amazing cohesive unit, and just really have a heart to give back. I think it's been a support system for them as well.
Yeah. It just really, really is a cool thing. And the name, People with Unlimited Potential, otherwise known as PUP.
Correct.
We love that. And so, hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show today, and we are learning more about PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. And this is an organization that is near and dear to my heart. It is one that we decided early on when we started, I've decided to give back to them and to donate some of our proceeds to their organization. And that's what we wanted to share with you, so that you know we have so many people now participating with I've Decided, coming to the conferences, and as well as registering for our I've Decided to Run and our I've Decided to Ride program. And when you do that, a portion of those proceeds go to PUP. And so it's been a while since we've heard from these guys, and I just thought it's time to have them on the radio and show and just share about what's going on out there, so that you know where you're giving to. And by supporting I've Decided, the organization PUP that you're supporting, and learning more about that. And so we were talking about events and things that you guys do. I know you guys do a talent show. You guys just had, what'd you just have this past Friday night? You had something?
Cater Bar Night.
What
and
was it?
It's basically, it was our spring fling, I think is a good term for it. And we had we offered a potato bar.
Baked potatoes.
I baked potatoes all day. another volunteer, Rhonda, she sat at home, baked potatoes all day, 200 baked potatoes plus.
And everybody had a baked potato and bar and had a good time.
Everybody had a baked potato and had a good time. We had some music, a lot of dancing going on.
With Lynette.
Yes.
And
you brought to the conference.
Then we brought out, we bought some flowers for young adults to take home and plant.
Aw. And then in May, you guys got a prom coming up.
Prom coming up, yes.
May 11th. We are from 6 to 8 at Living Waters Church. We have a prom where many of our young adults will dress up and dance the night away.
And we have a DJ coming in that night, and that Mark Anderson's going to come in, which he does a terrific job for us. And a lot of times, we'll get a DJ come in and we'll say, we can't offer you anything, maybe a snack or, we do get in our pockets, get out some, money, maybe give them a $50 donation or whatever. But, a lot of times they say, no, I don't want it.
Right, because they want to, it's just, there's something that just makes you feel good about giving, especially when we're truly giving to people who are in need.
Right.
And that's the thing, that I love about PUP. You, without a shadow of a doubt, these young adults, that's who we need to be giving to. They are in need. They need these services. They need us to step up to the plate and support and give them the opportunities that everyone else has, and they truly are. I think when the Lord tells us to give to those in need, I think there's no greater need than people to have opportunities, equal opportunities.
Well,
like that.
We're pretty blessed. Our young adults, again, I called them kids. We get them out in the community, went bowling Monday. I'm not sure what we got going on Wednesday, but I'm sure it's something interesting.
Diane,
you guys aren't fishing
job.
Yet, not in this weather.
No,
but you do go out fishing.
Yeah, right? Well, we won't talk about the fishing. I have a bad habit of throwing a rod and reel in the water.
Well, I was there the day Denny caught his first fish himself.
Yes,
as
I did.
An adult, so he'd never gone fishing.
I'm in my late 60s and I catch my first fish in my life.
Are you serious?
I don't know who's more blessed, the kids or the adults sometimes.
But in the meantime, I threw the pole in the water too. But we go out in the community, we do a river walk, we do the sculpture walk downtown here, we go out on the river, we go out to the Blue Ridge Farm.
In Chillicothe, and Laura and Jim Smith do a wonderful job there. Their goal is one day to have a self-sustaining farm run by people with disabilities. And
my goodness, that's
every
awesome.
August, we have a square dance out there, and that is quite the event as well.
Oh, it is.
No, September, excuse me. September's the
September,
square
dance. We have the square dance bonfire. One year we had a bonfire, and next year, due to weather, we didn't have it.
Right, But we always have, we've got a caller that comes out, and the kids love to square dance and a big, you know, hot dogs and a big meal. So a lot of our functions, we do have meals for people. And, you know, really the only thing that we ever ask is that people bring a snack to share. So we've never charged for any of our events.
That's awesome. And so we definitely need more support. And as I said from the beginning, and it is my goal, we're going to build you guys your own school one day. I'm determined.
That'd be beautiful to have.
I know. We're going to. We're going to keep working towards that. And that's our ultimate goal for I've Decided, is to be able to support you guys enough to help with that you actually have your own standing building and school. So we're just declaring that. And claiming that right here and now on the radio show.
And we're going to need lots more volunteers to make that happen, too.
We're going to need a lot of volunteers.
That's what we need worse than anything is volunteers. We would like to eventually someday extend our program from 2 days a week to perhaps 4 days. But you need volunteers. The folks we got now, I mean, we're just so blessed to have these people in our presence. And we just need more volunteers.
Right. And even if it's just three hours a month.
Correct.
People to come in from 9 to noon or noon to 3. Yeah, so it's not a huge time commitment.
Even in our original discussion on, you know, charging, you know, our, a fee, and that, because all the proceeds, all everything comes in is these young adults. It's not nobody's but theirs. It's for them and to do with whatever way they need. And we look at the fee of $10 is nothing by comparison. But if you can't afford $10, you know, for a student, give us an hour, 2 hours of your time. That's all we ask.
Yeah, so then you can kind of pay with a volunteering time.
Absolutely. Right. And I'm not going to ever turn my back on any young adult wanting this program. They'll never hear the word no.
Right, and we have about 14 students full-time.
Full-time 14. We can't take no more because we don't have the volunteers.
How many volunteers do you need, you know, like, so if you wanted to grow, how many more volunteers? Like, if you want to go to 20 students, how many people need to be there?
We would need, I'm guessing additional 3 to 4 more volunteers. If we wanted to go to an additional week, you know, extra day of the week, we're going to need at least 4 volunteers in for, you know, morning, 4 afternoon, and likewise, you know, for the 2 days, let's say a Tuesday, Thursday, we'd need at least, I'm going to say, 8 volunteers total, 8 to 12.
Well, and those would be people coming pretty regularly. So if we had 20 or 30, then no one would be burdened with having to sacrifice that much time.
I say we need to have a volunteer roundup.
Yes.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Yes,
we need to have a roundup. So be looking out for that. That's what we're going to do. I've decided we're going to have a volunteer roundup.
If you get in the crowd, you're not getting out.
Well, and
because,
you know,
people need information.
Right.
I think if we could have a roundup where people can come and learn, meet the students, and see what it would
entail. With Rich, who's the president of PUP, we've talked about doing a sit-down dinner and having the kids serve.
We're going to do it.
We've decided. We are having an open house this fall.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that, but we'll come up with the date, and maybe we'll incorporate it with the open house happening, or maybe we'll do something separate, but be on the lookout for that, because that's what we got to do. I think so many people have good intentions. Right? Are they here? Like the listeners, you're listening here on the radio show and you're thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind volunteering and, you know, learning more. But sometimes we forget, right? You go on about your day, out of sight, out of mind. It sounded like a good idea, but then you just get busy with other things. Or sometimes on our end, we drop the ball if somebody happens to send a message and maybe somebody missed it or whatever and they didn't get back. And so just having a special time where people can come and officially get signed up, and, you know, I know there's some paperwork that has to take place in order for someone to volunteer in the school and stuff like that, but we definitely want to hear from you guys. If you're listening and you have any interest in volunteering at all, you guys have a website now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We do,
which is awesome, and that is pwithup.org.
yes,
www.pwithup.org. So, like, correct. People with unlimited potential, but the initials pwithup.org. And you can go on, you can check it out, You can sign up for their newsletter. You can enter that you want to volunteer, and there's also a donate button. So, you know, if you don't have the time to donate, but you love what you're hearing today about this organization, and you can't donate your time, but you can donate some money, that's always welcome too. Money.
I'll take money.
Money is always good because there's all the, you know, we got to have the money to provide the opportunities for what the kids, the young people are doing, right, as far as like bowling and eating and the food and the socialization.
And nice thing about it, on Wednesdays, we have a gentleman at Lester. He's our resident chef, and he teaches the kids how to cook. And we got a couple of them there. I mean, they just go crazy up in the kitchen. When it's their day to be up there to work, it's like, oh, yeah. You know,
they get
up there.
Excited.
Oh, they unbelievably get excited. Keith, he's one of the biggest helpers I've ever seen in the kitchen. He cooks, he washes dishes, and that he helps serve food.
Well, it sounds like then maybe he could be someone who could get involved in a work program. Does he do that? Or
you know what? He has in the past. At this time, he's not. But he has. He did at one time work at McDonald's.
But he just loves.
And he's an Eagle Scout. So our kids are all different levels of ability. You know, each one is very unique and different. And we do take the school calendar.
Yes.
So pretty much with District 150. And we are in session in June and August, but we do take July off. So our volunteers can have a rest and families can go on vacation or do whatever they want to do. And so we take a break at spring break and a break at Christmas.
Oh, but absolutely. Yes.
Otherwise, most every Monday and Wednesday, they're there.
Monday, Wednesday, they're there. You know, just a quick shout out to all of our volunteers currently.
Yes.
And that, you know, thanks. Is a
they're
small
wonderful.
Word of appreciation.
Well, and it's kind of everywhere. It's kind of, you know, I see the same volunteers, you know, when I see you guys, you're all dedicated parents and grandparents and friends. And it's always, you know, very similar faces. But we want to add some new faces. Right.
And even if somebody can just do 3 hours once a month, or maybe they have a challenge that they'd like to share for 1 hour, they come in and they do a presentation. We've had police officers come in, people come in with different talents that they have, and the kids love that. So it's just something different and new to explore.
Speaking of volunteers coming in, my grandson, my one grandson that lives over in Pekin, he plays hockey. And he's played on these, he played during high school, then he played a little bit, I think, in college, and that, but he played in this men's league. Well, he's a goaltender. And he came over one day to the church. I asked him, I said, bring your hockey stuff. Let our folks see what you do. He did. He brought it all over. And, I mean, there wasn't a minute that went by, not one person did not try on something.
But they wanted to try on.
Then they got Grandma to put it all on. Now, that was a sight.
So it's never a dull minute, but it's a lot of fun.
And, you know, if there's one thing I believe, is that I believe all of us, every single human being that is breathing, can do a little more than we actually do, including people who may have some disabilities. But all of us can be motivated and inspired and learn something that's going to help us just be a little bit better. And you know, I think about our friend Steve Corey. You know, he's awesome. And he has struggled with physical disabilities, and he just passed his bar. We are so excited.
That is awesome. I hadn't heard that. That's wonderful.
And so he just passed his bar. And
so lawyer, here he comes.
He's a lawyer, and he's going to be an attorney for the disabled. And so this is a win, a real win for people with disabilities to have someone like Steve on their side who's going to fight for their rights and those kinds of things. So it's exciting.
And we want our kids, you know what, that's the thing. We want them to have the ability to give back and to do for others. So, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, they are used to getting, and we want them to see that they can give and give back. And
they have a purpose.
They go to the food bank occasionally and volunteer.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what we're doing Wednesday. Come think of it. You mentioned food bank, and it just hit
me. Now you know what you're doing on Wednesday.
Yes, I do.
And hey, what are you doing on Wednesday? If you'd like to maybe volunteer some time on Monday or Wednesday, get in touch with our friends over at PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. You won't regret it. It's the most rewarding volunteering I think I've ever experienced. And I want to encourage you guys, if you're listening and wanting to get involved in something. And also, just as a reminder, you know, when you do register for our Motivational Leadership Conference series, or you do participate in our I've Decided to Run and our I've Decided to Ride, or just really anything that I've Decided has going on out in the community, you're always supporting PUP by supporting I've Decided. So you're doing it indirectly. And so it's nice for you to know where that money is going. And it's in good hands. The money that we volunteer or donate over to PUP is in good hands. And as you've heard on the radio show over the last half hour, you guys are doing great things out there. And we have declared it. Two things we declared on the radio show.
Here we go.
A, we're building you guys school. A school one day. So we're going to need lots of money and lots of volunteers.
With a big kitchen.
With a big kitchen. So we've decided that. And then we're going to have a volunteer roundup. So we don't have the date for that yet, but that's the goal. We're going to do a volunteer roundup. So if you're tuning in, why don't you hop on over to our Facebook page, our I've Decided business Facebook page, and be sure to like and follow the PUP page, People with Unlimited Potential, so you can stay in the loop for that and get more information on that. Would be awesome. Well, Denny and Cinda, thanks so much for joining me today on the radio show.
Well, thank you, Kim, for having us.
Awesome. It just always warms my heart overflowing when I talk to you guys and see all that you're doing with PUP and your big old hearts. You guys got some big old hearts.
We are on Facebook also.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, People with Unlimited Potential, find them on Facebook. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show today, and thank you for supporting our community movement. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?